Well, Joe, as a little child, you might dream about instances like this and stretches like this. And Chris Davis has gone through it. And, Chris, have you ever been this hot before?
You know, the year I got traded over here in 2011, I started out in AAA Round Rock with the Rangers. And I really worked on going the other way and trying to be really selective of the pitches I was swinging at. And, you know, I got off to a pretty good start. This is, you know, it's crazy. This game is it's a game of highs and lows. And you try to ride out the highs and grind out the lows. And right now it's a lot of fun to play.
You had been tied with Frank Robinson as the only Oriole ever to hit home runs in three consecutive games at the start of the season. Now you sit alone. Hey, forget about those Robinsons and forget about the Diamond Jim Gentiles and the Boog Powells. It's now Chris Davis.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of great players that have come through here, and the biggest thing is, you know, a lot of winning teams. And I think that's something that is really important to all of us is to put a winner back out on the field. I think last year we had some unfinished business and this year, you know, trying to stay on track and go out there and get W's.
And we talked about Orioles history and Major League history. You joined Willie Mays, Mark McGwire, and Nelson Cruz hitting home runs in their first four games of a season, their team's first four games. That's pretty selective company. You have joined that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's crazy what happens when you, you know, you just try to go up there and get a good pitch to hit. And you know, I've been fortunate to put some good swings on the ball and to have some home runs early on.
Okay, you can select the music that you like to hear when you come to the plate. Tell the fans what that is.
The song is called The Moment We Come Alive by a Christian rock band called Red, and it's just a band that I've always listened to and always liked, and I actually had a chance to meet them last year. And for me, you know, it's big for me and my faith, just giving the fans a little bit of something to grasp onto and something to show them that, you know, we're here for a higher purpose.
Now, we're trying to come up with a nickname for you, because all sluggers have one. And of course, Adam Jones and the team calls you Lou Ferrigno because of your strength, and you have some resemblance to. And then Adam says he should be called the Hulk. Do you like that?
I like that, and I've actually C.J. Wilson used to call me that when I first came up, and he just said that, you know, that my ability to hulk up on baseball. So I mean, it's all in good fun. I do have somewhat of a resemblance to Lou Ferrigno, but you know, we have a good time with it. It's part of the thing that we do to keep us together.
And also in show business, they say give the fans what they've come to see, and you did it here today. Everybody in this ballpark, 46,000 plus, wanted to see you hit a home run. You did.
Well, you know what? It's been great to be back home, even for just a few hours, and to be able to play in front of these fans. Man, they're the greatest. And I just think last year when they came out in the playoff game and full support, it was just unbelievable. And it's something that we want to get used to here. And anytime we get an opportunity, we want them to be delighted when they come here.
Now, even the opposition team wants to talk to you. The Twins broadcast. We'll let you go over there again, Chris. Congratulations. It's certainly been great fun.
Thanks, Fred. I appreciate it.